She turns off lights, undresses, crawls into bed, grateful for her own foresight in having removed and put away the oven mitt earlier in the day, and has utterly no memory, subsequently, of any transition to West Broadway, where she stands in the middle of empty, white-coated pavement, a thin inch of fresh snow, in some deep and deeply silent hour of the night, the hour of waking alone. And she is alone, neither pedestrians nor traffic, and no light in any window, nor streetlights. And yet she can see, as though the snow of this frozen zone is sufficient illumination. Neither footprints nor tire tracks mar it, and as she turns to look behind, she sees no footprints there either, not even her own. To her right, the brick face of the Soho Grand. To her left, a bistro where she remembers taking Donnie once, and then, down at the corner, middle distance, she sees him. The black coat, that may or may not be leather, its collar turned up. The body language she knows from uncounted viewings of 135 segments of footage. And she wants to call out, but something in her chest prevents her, and she struggles to take a first step, and then another, imprinting the virgin snow. And then she is running, the unzipped Rixons flapping beneath her arms like wings. But as she runs toward him, he seems always to recede, and with the awareness of this, she is in Chinatown, white streets, equally deserted, and she has lost him. Beside a grocery, shuddered, gasping. She looks up then and sees Borealis, faint but sharp-edged and tall as heaven, twin towers of light. As her head goes back to find their tops, a vertigo seizes her. They narrow up into nothing at all, a vanishing point, like railway tracks up into the desert of sky. "Ask him," her father says, and she turns to find him dressed as she's imagined him to have dressed on that morning, his good overcoat open over his business suit, right hand extended, and in it the black cylinder of a Curta calculator.
"The dead can't help you, and the boy's no good."
Gray eyes framed with thin wires of gold become the color of the sky. "Father." And managing to speak, wakes, awash with grief and terror and some sense of a decision made, though she knows not what, nor yet by whom, nor if indeed she ever will. She has to turn on the light to be sure that this is Damien's. She wishes Damien were here. She wishes anyone were here.